There's the Senate bill. House bill.
The governor signed the bills in the state's private option expansion plan into law at a ceremony in his conference room at the state capitol. Representatives of the state's Department of Human Services and advocacy groups like AARP and Arkansas Advocates for Children and Families, which lobbied for the plan, were all there to see the measures signed. Many legislators stood with Governor Mike Beebe, Representative John Burris, Senators Jonathan Dismang and David Sanders, Speaker of the House Davy Carter. Republicans stood behind the governor as he signed the bills into law. They were among many other legislators, both Republicans and Democrats, who were there. But Beebe turned to them when asked about the turning point of developing an alternative to the politically unpopular Medicaid expansion. Beebe said of their prompting of him to ask Washington about their options.
And I forgot which one of these two guys looked at me and said, "You can go get this done because you're." I said, "You're crazy. I can't work all these miracles." I don't remember which one of you said that.
Lamro said it first. In the paper.
And so I said, "Well, let me get this straight. If I can go get that done, will you all support this?" You remember that?
Yes.
The plan, called the Healthcare Independence Act of 2013, still needs federal approval. DHS officials say they have been in close contact with Washington, but final approval could take a while. At the Capitol, Nathan Vandiver, KUAR News.